the heat. Oh, the heat. Joining us right now, we have on the Trocar College WBEN live line, meteorologist Andy Parker. Andy, I know the weather service hasn't put up any advisories or anything yet, but, you know, it doesn't stop people from being hot. What's going on?
Yeah, you know what? This isn't in the territory where it's going to be a health concern. And that's a fine line. It's when you reach around 95 degrees with the heat index. That's the combination of kind of the air temperature and the moisture and how does it interact with people who have respiratory issues, particulate in the atmosphere if the ozone is high. So really, this is a pretty clean, sunny, but hot air mass. And it's not oppressively humid, but you're going to break a sweat out there. So it doesn't need an advisory, just kind of a heads up that it's going to be a hot one.
And as you look ahead to the week that is to come, Andy, in terms of the heat and the sunshine, any remarkable changes in the offing?
Yeah, I love weeks like this, Tom, because everyone is going to be happy. Not all at the same time, but this week is going to be a crowd pleaser. Today and tomorrow, the people that have the pools, that want the sunshine, that hate the wind, you're going to love it. It's that air that just kind of hangs there, and you're going to be able to use that that pool or get to the beach. Any outdoor activities, if it's not too hot for what you're doing, you're going to love it, right? This is summertime. This is what everybody wants. You don't have to worry about hopping under a tent because of rain because it's dry today. Tomorrow, we're going to do the same thing. The clouds will increase later in the day. Some rain showers arrive later in the evening, and then it drops down a little bit. All the people that say it's too dang hot, it's going to start to come back down. That's going to happen on Wednesday. We're going to take temperatures down to around 82, 83, and there's going to be some rain showers as a front comes through. And then the back half of the work week, Thursday and Friday, we're back into the 70s. And that is some that is a big swath of people that are really happy in those mid to upper 70s with low humidity, light winds, and we should be able to get through those 2 days with plentiful sunshine as well.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, right now on the radar, there is some storm activity over Detroit. Do we have to worry at all about that later on today in western New York?
No, that's not going to bother us. We're kind of under this big heat dome of high pressure, and we're going to sit here and just enjoy it and soak up the sunshine for the next bit, and that should keep everything on the periphery, if you will. We'll have clear skies tonight, probably into the upper 60s. So, again, not that chokingly humid stuff overnight, so it will settle down. But that's going to stay to the west of us. We're not worried about precipitation around here until we get into, looks like maybe late Tuesday evening.
Some of the people listening may very well have been air travelers yesterday and might have gotten severely delayed. I know Charlotte had, over 400 flights, I believe, canceled because of some nasty weather. What was going on?
Yeah, they had some thunderstorms down there and gusty winds, a bad combination for air travel, and then that just gets compounded. They've been exceptionally warm in portions of the southeast. I mean, you think we're warm here. They've just been they've been beat up by the heat, and down there it's not just the air temperature, but it's the humidity. Tampa just did something they've never done. And the one thing that Tampa and Buffalo have in common, it has nothing to do with football, but neither of those cities had hit 100 degrees, and it's all due to the proximity near the water for both. But they just did it. Their official temperature hit 100, so they are no longer in the under 100 club. That leaves Buffalo, Anchorage, and Honolulu.
I think we should probably leave it there because there are a number of clubs of which Buffalo is not a member, in particular Buffalo sports franchises, yeah. And we should probably just leave it at that. I would point out that teams that entered the NHL well after the Buffalo Sabres entered the NHL now have a flurry of a fleet of Stanley Cup rings on their fingers in some cases. Andy, thank you very much. How do people become a part of your world, sir?
If you want to find out anything going on with the weather, you have plans, all you've got to do is send a text message. It's just very simple. It's 716-503-ANDY. It's 716-503-2639. Text the word weather. You'll get something right back. Very easy to do. And we've hit 490s this year. We might get another one tomorrow, and then it's going to cool on down. Now, you can find me on social media as well, whether you're on Facebook, X, you name it. It's out there. Just type in Andy Parker Weather. It'll pop right up.
Meteorologist, pardon me, Andy Parker, thanks a million for joining us. Appreciate, as always, your time and enjoy the balance of your Monday, sir.
You got it, Tom. My pleasure.
Andy Parker, the man, a plan, a canal, Panama. No, a man with the weather.